My talk will be different from earlier talk where we were interested in the allocation of treatment control, how do we allocate. But my talk will be on more on factorial experiment and in designing an experiment, we do many things. Before our initial planning, then we normally assume a model, and then we find a design which is based, satisfying one or more optimal criteria. And then the design could be single stage or could be multi-stage, could be adaptive, non-adaptive, and many others. Now, this approach works well when we are absolutely sure about the assumed model that it will fit the experimental data adequately. So, what we are saying that we need essentially a basic model to work with. Now, in reality, we are really sure about a particular model in terms of its effectiveness in describing the data adequately. However, we are normally sure that about a set of possible models that would perhaps describe the data adequately. So we consider a set of models, and one of them would possibly describe the data better than the other models in the set. So essentially, we are considering a set of possible models which would describe the data. Now, in this setup, we like to consider a special kind of linear model, which is called search linear model, which was introduced in Srivastava for searching for and identifying the correct model from a set of possible models that includes the correct model. So here we consider a set of observations y, and we say the mean of the observation, mean vector, is equal to a1 xi1 plus a2 xi2, where we have some information about xi2, but we do not know anything about xi1. We know they are unknown parameters. About xi2, we know that there are at most k elements which are non-zero, but we do not know which elements are non-zero. So in xi2, there are new two elements, and out of new two elements, there are at most k elements which are non-zero, but we do not know which elements are really non-zero. Now, at this moment, we do not talk about the value, exact value of k, but I will come to it. So we have k elements which are non-zero. A1, A2 are matrices which are dependent on the underlying design. Okay, now the goal is to search for and identify the non-zero elements of xi2 and then estimate them along with the elements of xi1. So we want to search for the non-zero elements of xi2 and then we want to estimate them with the elements of xi1. Now, In the original model, we have A1 XI1 plus A2 XI2. So XI2 part is introducing the search component. And if we do not have XI2 part, if XI2 is really zero, that means we are absolutely sure what parameters we want to estimate, then it will be the standard linear model. So the difference between the standard linear model and the search linear model is this, that in the search linear model, there is this search component which is giving rise to a class of possible models. Okay, now we consider this class of nu2 choose k linear models, and which we write this way, A1 XI1 and A2i XI2i. And so these are new two possible sets of k elements of XI2 giving rise to new two choose k possible models. Now, there is a common part in all these models. The common part is the part of XI1, which are common, but in XI2, some elements may be common, some elements may be uncommon, or maybe there could be two sets which could be disjoint, but there could be two sets in XI2i, there may be some common elements. So this is the scenario. Now, a design should allow us to estimate unbiasedly the elements of XI1 and the elements of XI2i for all such models. So first step in the design, that we want to estimate unbiasedly all the parameters in all the different models. Now this is different from estimating all new two parameters. It's not, it's less weaker. That means we may not be able to estimate all the new two parameters in XI2, but we should be able to estimate XI1 plus XI2i, the parameters in XI2i, and for all such new two choose k models. So that's what we want. And then second thing we like to do, the design should be able to discriminate between the models and then search for and identify the correct model. So these are all the requirements for the design. At this moment, let us say that the k is specified. And then if we consider a particular value of k, then we can consider all possible new two choose k subsets, and then we can do this. But then we'll get into the k could be unknown and all these issues. Okay, now, a search design is a design for satisfying this condition that we should have the rank of A1 and A22. A22 is any n cross 2k submatrix of A2, and the rank of A1 and A22 is equal to nu1 plus 2k. Now let me make clear here what I mean. Here we have said about the A2i. Now A2i is a subset, k element, k columns of A2. Now here we are not saying the k columns of A2, but we are considering 2k columns of A2. And we are denoting by A22, and we need for every 2k columns, we have this condition that A1 and A22 is equal to nu1 plus 2k. So this is the condition we need to discriminate between the models. This is a design that would satisfy this condition. For every A22, then we say that design to be a search design. The above rank condition allows us to fit and discriminate between any two models in the class of possible models described earlier. Thus, a search design allows us to search for and identify the non-zero elements of Xi2 and then estimate them along with the elements of Xi1. Okay, now we discuss a search procedure. A search procedure is like this. We consider new to choose k possible models, and a search procedure identifies a model which best fits the data generated from the search design. To identify such a model, we calculate the sum of squares of error for each model, and then we compare them. Essentially, we find a model which gives the minimum sum of squares error, SSE. If SSE for the model 1, M1 is smaller than SSE for the model 2, then M1 provides a better fit and selected over M2. Now, for a fixed value of k, we consider new to choose k possible models that we fit to the data, and the search procedure selects the model with the smallest SSE as the best model for describing the data. Now, the two popular criteria for model comparisons, like Akaiki information and the Bayesian information criterion, turn out to be exactly equivalent in this setup when we fix k to the minimization of SAC in the above search procedure. Okay, now what we discuss is the performance evaluation. So what we do, first we consider the optimality. So for a fixed I means a fixed model, out of new choose 2k possible models, we consider the variance covariance matrix of the estimates of the parameters, and then we consider the determinant trace and maximum characteristic root. And then what we do, we calculate them for all possible new to choose k models for various values of I, and then we average this determinant trace and MCR over all possible new to choose k possible values of I. So we are considering the average over all the models because we have new to choose k different models. Now, when we consider the average, we can consider different things like arithmetic mean or geometric mean of them. So we are saying AD means the arithmetic mean of all the determinants for new to choose k determinants, and similarly trace or maximum characteristic root, and similarly for geometric mean we can consider GD, GT or GMCR. So a search design with the smallest values of AD, AT or AMCR, GD, GT and GMCR is the best design in this sense. So this could be one possible set of optimality criteria. But then there are other things we also like to consider. We like to consider the search probabilities. Search probability we consider in this way, that suppose M0 is the true model in the class of models described above, and M1 is a competing model where M0 is not equal to M1, and then we calculate this probability that SSE for M0 is less than SSE M1 for given M0, M1, and sigma square. And this probability is called the search probability for given values of M0, M1, and sigma square, and a design with the higher values of search probabilities is the better. Now, what happens here, we do not know what M0, what M1 is. So what we do, we consider set of possible true models and set of possible alternative models, and so we can consider for every pair the search probability matrix, and we compare them. And we, in general, we like to have the higher values for search probabilities. Now, we like to get into the factorial experiments. In factorial experiments, we normally assume that the lower order effects are important and the higher order effects are negligible. So for example, in a main effect plan, we assume that the factors do not interact, or in other words, the interaction effects are negligible. Such an assumption may or may not be true in reality because of a possible presence of a few significant non-negligible interactions. The standard linear models cannot identify these non-negligible effects using a small number of runs or treatments, considerably smaller than the total number of possible runs for an experiment. If we could afford to do the whole experiment, of course, we do not need to consider all this. We can estimate all the parameters and then it is fine. But we are considering the situation where the runs are expensive and it is not possible to do the whole experiment. And for this situation, the use of search designs and the search linear models for searching for and identifying non-negligible effects makes sense. Okay, so with this background, I like to consider this thing, what's new. So what are the challenges? Well, one major challenge is this, that the K is unknown. We normally do not know how many non-zero effects are present. For example, if we consider the main effect plan, there could be some few non-zero interactions, but we really do not know which are these non-zero interactions and how many. We do not know. So here, maybe we can consider an adaptive search procedure. So what we could do, we could start taking values of K in hierarchical manner. So first we take K is equal to 0, then we take K is equal to 1, and then we sequentially develop the design. And I would give you example. So for example, if we assume that K has a particular value you, and then we fit all new to choose U possible models, and then we find a best model finding the minimum SSE, and then we consider K is equal to U plus 1, and then we fit all possible model new to choose U plus 1 possible models, and then we calculate the minimum sum of squares, and then we compare these two minimums. That means if the minimum SSIU is not significantly different from minimum SSIU plus 1, then we can stop to take K is equal to U. So this kind of procedure we can develop. Yes, please. Yes, that is true, but then the question would be the significance, that the reduction may not be that significant. So that issue will be coming.
So my question is, what's the general behavior of the minima versus the psi of K?
Well, we know that if we have more parameters, then at least it cannot be greater, it would be less or equal to. So that's all we know. But we cannot say that exactly how the function would behave, that we do not have any idea. Well, what would happen that there will be the significance will come that after a certain point that reduction will not be that significant. So that significance will answer that question that you have asked. Okay, so with this, let us consider some very special situation, and I would like to describe with this special situation. Suppose we consider a very simple situation where we have four factors each at two levels. So this is a 2 to the power 4 factorial experiment, and we say 0 as the low and 1 as the high. We have 16 treatments or runs. And we consider a situation where the runs are expensive or time-consuming. And xi1, we take the general mean and the main effects. And xi2, we consider all two-factor interactions. Now, if we consider this situation, so let me again say that, well, if we consider this, then in xi1, we have five parameters, general mean plus four main effects, so 4 plus 1, 5 parameters. And in xi2, we have 4 choose 2, so 4 choose 2 means 6. Two-factor interaction. It doesn't have to be this, but it could be anything. Xi1, we could have any, it could be general mean, main effects, two-factor interactions. Then we can search from three-factor and four-factor interactions. So there could be many variations of Xi1 and Xi2. Or could be that we could have xi1 part could be only general mean, or then xi2 part could be only the main effects. Then it is called the factor screening situation, where we like to screen out the important factors. So there could be many variations of this, but for our discussions, let us consider this special situation where we have xi1 as the general mean and the main effects, and xi2 as the two-factor interaction. Okay, now with this, let me propose few things. Let me consider the experiment in several stages. So in stage one, suppose we consider a situation. In stage one, we want to consider a 5-run plan for estimating xi1 and when xi2 is 0. So here, the number of runs is determined by the fact that how many parameters in xi1 we want to estimate. So so we say that this is search design with k is equal to 0, so there is no non-negligible effect there in xi2. And so we take a set of plans. Now what happens if we take this set? This is optimal with respect to determinant trace and maximum characteristic root. This is in the standard design language, the ADE optimal design. So this is this one, this set of 5 runs, this is a minimal set of runs that we can take, and this is the optimal with respect to determinant trace and characteristic root. Now in stage 2, we consider k is equal to 1. So now from k is equal to 0, we go to k is equal to 1. Then for k is equal to 1, the design, we need some additional runs. So we add a set of runs T2. Now, not in any random order, but this T1 and T2 together will have this interesting property that when we augment plan with 8 runs, that is T1, when we add this set of T2 runs, this run T1 and T2 together will be SD with K is equal to 1. Not only that, it will be optimal with respect to AD, AT, GD, and GT. So that's how this T2 found. And for searching and identifying one two-factor interaction and then estimating with the general mean and the main effects. Now what happens that here we do not have unique T2 which will give optimality with respect to MCR also. So there is another plan, another choice for T2 that will be optimal with respect to MCR. But this one, the one I have presented, is optimal with respect to average determinant and average trace. Then we can, of course, compare then minimal, the SSE for k is equal to 0 with k is equal to 1, and by our procedure that we discussed, and then we can decide whether we have to go to the stage 3 or we stop at stage 2. If we decide to go to stage 3, so then we take k is equal to 2, and then we take set of additional runs T3, and with this set of additional runs we'll have something interesting. This T3 with T2 and T3 together, which will be essentially combination of T1, T2, and T3, this plan will have SD for k is equal to 2. And it so happens that this plan is optimal with respect to average determinant trace and maximum characteristic root. The average, both the arithmetic mean and the geometric mean. Searching for and identifying two factor interactions, two factor interactions, and then estimating them along with the general mean and the mean effects. So that's what happens. Now, if we have to go to the stage 4, then what happens that if we add this additional run, then we get something like this. If we add T4 to T3, then this run, what happens, this is this the total T upper 4 can estimate the general mean, mean effects, and all two-factor interactions. So it becomes a resolution 5 plan. So we can, with this 11 runs, we can estimate all the two-factor interactions. So step by step, we could go, we can do this. So this is one thing that we can see that how we can do sequentially, and we can search we can estimate the value of k, and at the same time we can search all the possible models and find the correct model. So we are in step one, we are comparing k is equal to 0 versus k is equal to 1. Step 2, we can compare k is equal to 1 with k is equal to 2, and so on. So 8 run is the k is equal to 1 plan is 8 run, when we consider 8 run is the k is equal to 1, it is far better in identifying interaction than a resolution 4 plan. A resolution 4 plan, I have repeat here, with 8 runs, which can estimate the general mean and the mean effects orthogonally to two-factor interaction. That means the standard thing, ABCD is equal to I, or ABCD is equal to minus I, if we take that defining relation and consider the resolution 4 plan, our plan is the k is equal to 1 is much better than that plan. Okay, now I like to explain these things little better. Here, let us consider this concept, that E5 plus U concept, where a design that we say that design has the property E5 plus U, that means design can estimate the general mean and the mean effects plus any U two-factor interactions. So that is, let us call that 5 plus U. So we design that can estimate general mean and mean effects. So all the elements in XI1, plus it can estimate, just estimate the 5 elements of any U elements of XI2, which is the set of two-factor interactions. Now, here we are not talking about the model discrimination, just estimation part. Now, if we say E11 plus 0, then design can estimate the general mean and the mean effects and all two-factor interactions. And that XI2 part is 0, so these are two things. Now, let us go back to some of the plans that we have talked about. We have a 5-run plan, which is 5 plus 0, which is SD k is equal to 0. Then we also had a 6-run plan, which has the property 5 plus 1 with SD k is equal to 0. 7-run plan with 5 plus 1 with SD k is equal to 0. Then 8-run plan, we have E5 plus 2, Then we have SDK is equal to 1. Then we have 9-run plan with E5 plus 3, but still SDK is equal to 1. So this shows that to discriminate model, we need more things, more estimation capability. So here we have E5 plus 3, then we get SDK is equal to 1. Then for 10-run plans, we have E5 plus 4, then we have the corresponding SDK is equal to 2. Then, of course, if we consider 11-run plan, then we have 11 plus 0, which is resolution 5 plan. This star and double star to indicate unique up to isomorphism and not unique. So only 8-run plan, which we have seen that this 8-run plans that we have presented really the optimal with respect to determinant and trace, then there is another set of plan that is optimal with respect to maximum characteristic root. But other plans are optimal with respect to all three different things, the determinant trace and maximum characteristic roots, and their average. The average could be the arithmetic mean or the geometric mean. Now, for k is equal to 2, let me explain a little bit more that k is equal to 2, if we say that there are possibly two non-zero interactions in Xi2, then we are considering 6 choose 2, 15 models in the class. And one of them would possibly describe the data better than the other models in the set. So we have each model has the parameter, the general mean, and the main effects, and two-factor interactions. So for SD k is equal to 2, we need E5 plus 4. For general SDK, we need E5 plus 2K. For this reason, our optimal 9-run plan with E5 plus 3 is SDK is equal to 1, but not SDK is equal to 2. On the other hand, our optimal 10-run plan with E5 plus 4 is SDK is equal to 2. That is the detail about this thing. But I would like to tell you some mathematical structure in all these plans that we have described here from 5 to 11. So let me consider a set of 0 and 1 runs, that is set of q vectors, where in a q vector there are q elements, and the set of the vectors with four elements, where four elements are levels of four factors, and we are saying that let us denote by WQ is the set of all runs with Q1s and 4 minus Q0s. And this WQ could be 0, 1, 2, 3, 4. So, for example, W3 is the set of rows at the runs, set of all runs with 3 1s, that means 3 factors at the upper level, high level, and 1 factor at the low level. Then, for any run in W3, and this run, if we denote I1, I2, I3, I4, then if we consider this, this one should be SI bar. We consider SI and SI bar where this SI is the first one, and the last one is SI complement. So complement means everything, the 0 we change to 1. So SI and SI complement, if we consider, then we have the following thing. Then we have this interesting thing in here that the five-run plan is really the optimal plan consists of SI and I. The six-run plan is SI and I, and there should be one run from this one would be SI complement, and which is essentially is equal to W0, W4, W2, I, and the 8-run plan is equal to W0, W2, I, and the 7-run plan is really W0, W2. So there are some, these optimal plans have a lot of structures in them, and these hierarchical structures in them. And this is very interesting structure and surprising structure too. And then 11-run and 10-run plans also have this structure that that 11-run plan is the optimal plan is equal to, is really consisting of all the runs in W0, all the runs in W2, and all the runs in W3. And then 10-run plans are really the W0, W2, and delete one run from W3. And so that's what is happening. Now, if you want to see that what are the optimal values for the determinant trace and the maximum characteristic roots, these are for the 5 and 11 run plans where we do not have any search for k is equal to 0. One is resolution 3, another is resolution 5 plan. But in other plans where we have 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, we have the search component. That means we consider the class of possible models. So that's why we have the average of all the determinant trace and maximum characteristic roots. So these are the possible, these are the values, the numerical values of this design. Now the question is now that can we find similar designs by maximizing the search probabilities discussed earlier? Here we have considered one set of optimality criteria, that means maximizing the determinant trace and the maximum characteristic root. So essentially we consider in terms of defeating the model. But can we consider the search probabilities that we discussed earlier? Search probabilities, so far, what happens, there are a lot of challenges there. At this moment, if you give me two designs, I would be able to compare them for you. But if you ask me to find a design that maximizes the search probability from a class of designs, then I would not be able to do that unless you give me a lot of structures in them. So that part I haven't gone that far yet. But if you give me any two designs, and then I would be able to compare them with respect to the search probabilities. There are some challenges there too, but still I would be able to compare. Now, there are, how about the other work in this area? Well, one thing that I mentioned is this, that we could consider the different possible alternative structures for Xi1 and Xi2. Like we can consider Xi1 as the general mean and Xi2 as the all the main effects. Then it will be called the factor screening design. So we may say that we have M factors, and out of M factors, there may be few factors who are which are really important, and we would like to search those important factors with a few runs as possible. So then we will be able to do, or if we have xi1 is the general mean, main fx, and two-factor interactions, or you can give me any set of parameters that you are comfortable with. You know that they are non-zero, and then if you give me, then I would be able to search from the rest, and that is one other possibility. But then there are other possibilities that I would just briefly mention, that this is called the tree structure model, where we limit the search from a smaller set of models, where we say that, well, suppose our possible, if we consider just for illustration, three factors, say A1, A2, A3, then we consider this possible model. One class could be mu, only mu. Another could be general mean, mu is the general mean, and main effect. So one main effect. Then there could be two main effects, mu, ai, and aj. Or could be mu, ai, aj, and their interactions, ai, aj. Or could be like this, ai, aij, aik. That means factor I is very important and is present, always present. Or could be ai, aj, aik. So these are some tree structured hierarchical models. So one may search from this particular structure model. I will finish in a few seconds. So there are some other designs which do not consider the optimality that we have considered. These are called sequential probing, factorial probing designs, and discussed in Srivastava and Huvag. And there are some. And in this plan, they save a lot of runs than if we do in at one stage. They show that one could save a lot of runs. And so these are a few ideas that I have for factorial experiment, to run factorial experiments adaptively. Thank you very much.